With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. death toll after the Hamas attack in Israel is now at 25. Speaking in Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there are negotiations underway for the release of perhaps as many as 150 hostages taken captive by Hamas. Israel formed a unity government this week to oversee the war sparked by the deadly Hamas attack. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says that unity government is being embraced by the vast majority of Israelis.
This will be the third national unity government we've had in our history, the first around the 1967 war, very successful. In 1984, very successful. Let's hope that this will be successful, too, and that it will continue to really address those fundamental issues that were dividing us before the war.
Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's lax border security leaves the U.S. vulnerable to terrorist attacks.
If you're running Hamas or Hezbollah, you've got to be thinking about infiltrating agents through our southern border because it's so porous. And that was never a major concern of mine because I always thought it was easier for them to get agents in through ports of call like in the Northeast. But the South is so open now.
He says the open border policy is especially dangerous with Iran-backed terrorist groups like Hamas threatening a day of global jihad tomorrow. Talent interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Measures of U.S. inflation barely declined in September. Consumer prices rose 0.4% from August to September, below the previous month's 0.6% pace. Stocks have moved sharply lower now. The Dow is down 257 points. The Nasdaq losing 94 points. This is SRN News. Early voting has begun in Ohio over a key abortion amendment.
In a vote being watched across the country, Ohio voters are deciding the future of abortion access in their state. On the ballot is Issue 1, a proposed constitutional amendment giving every person the right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Pro-life groups argue the amendment would jeopardize Ohio's parental consent requirements and that if approved, it would allow abortions to happen in the final stages of pregnancy. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Florida's Attorney General will oppose putting a proposed amendment protecting the right to an abortion on next year's ballot. Florida has enacted a series of pro-life laws over the past two decades, with Republicans controlling the governor's office and state legislature. A law approved last year banning abortion after 15 weeks is being challenged in court. This is SRN News. New York is dramatically expanding a legal marijuana market plagued by a sluggish rollout of retail sales.
State regulators last week opened a 60-day window to accept general applications to grow, process, distribute, and sell pot. They expect to issue more than 1,000 new licenses starting early next year with a priority on retail. Newly adopted regulations will allow companies licensed to sell medical marijuana to expand into the adult retail market by the end of the year. That move worries farmers and retailers who fear being squeezed out by deeper-pocketed companies who will be able to both grow and sell. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The strike talks have broken off between Hollywood actors and studios. The two sides reportedly so far apart in their contract talks that there's no point in continuing. Negotiations resumed just last week for the first time since the actors went on strike. That was back in July. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.